The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, partner, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Doing good.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk about real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call if you'd like to suggest a topic, something you've never heard, at 570-344-6724.
You can search the MLS listings or view our listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows for the last 3.5 years. And by the way, the National Association of Realtors came out with statistics that most buyers want to see video regarding listings and the properties that are available on the market. And I am happy and proud to say that at jruddy.com, all of our listings, I can't speak for the MLS, but I could speak for our listings, have either video or a virtual tour, sometimes both. Remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Today with us, we're going to talk about mine subsidence, and we have Carl Massini, who's an engineer with DEP. That's the Department of Environmental Protection. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling us by phone today. I know you're in the state, but you travel a lot, and you come to our area a lot, but today we are doing a phone interview, and we appreciate your time you set aside for us.
No problem.
Now, you are an expert regarding mine subsidence. We're a coal region here. We have a lot of history, coal mining in our area and the various counties surrounding us and Lackawanna County as well. Can you give me an idea, mine subsidence, what is it and why we should be concerned about it?
Well, mine subsidence is movement of the surface, which is caused by failure of underground mine workings. And as you mentioned, in your area there's quite a legacy of underground mining that has occurred, and these mines have long been abandoned in most cases, and often these mines collapse, and that collapse propagates up to the surface, and we have movement of the surface, and mine subsidence occurs.
And we, as property owners, people that own property, whether we reside in that property or have rental properties or have commercial properties or offices, you know, we often don't think about what's underneath the ground because we don't look at it every day. And it seems to, you know, for me, I don't necessarily want to even think about it. And what I don't know, sometimes I just don't think about. So should people be concerned about this being a mining area and maybe perhaps look into insuring their property?
Yes. Yes. By all means, they should be concerned about it. Many people aren't aware, as you mentioned, that there's been mining done. Some people are, some aren't. New people move into areas and aren't aware that there's a legacy of abandoned underground mining. So the state of Pennsylvania actually came up with a program in the early 60s to help protect homeowners from occurrences of mine subsidence that damage structures.
Do a lot of people take advantage of mine subsidence insurance?
Not nearly the amount that should. We did a study a few years ago and estimated probably only 10% of the people that have abandoned underground mining below them or near below them, they actually purchase the insurance. So there's a lot of people out there that aren't aware of it, or in some cases figure it's a problem that's never going to happen to me, so they don't purchase the insurance.
How can I find out if my property is on top of an abandoned mine?
We have a website. It's www.pamsi.org. We also have a toll-free number that you could call. It's 1-800-922-1678. If you go on the website, there's a section on the website that is titled Homeowner. You could go into that area, and for the eastern part of the state, the information isn't quite as good as the western part. We're currently updating information as we receive it, but you could go on there, enter your zip code and your municipality, and you could find out, first of all, is there any mining in your municipality? If there is mining, there's means to get further information from us or call the toll-free number if you're on the website, and we could give you specific information for your home.
I did. I went on to the website, and it's you could do it in seconds. You can plug in your zip code, and then, of course, we're from Dunmore, and we are over a mine, and so we're looking into getting mine subsidence insurance. Actually, now I started the application process online last night. Can someone apply online?
Yes, they can. They could go online and apply with a credit card. They can go online and print out an application, mail it in to us. And also, there are we call producers, which are private insurers that are able to sell our insurance at the same cost as the homeowner. And if, for example, your homeowner's agent participates in that program, you can ask them if they could purchase a mine subsidence insurance policy for you.
And it's really not expensive, is it?
It's not at all, Jackie. The average cost is about 55 cents per $1,000 of coverage, and the average policy is about $160,000 of coverage that people take out, and that costs roughly $88 per year.
So it just really makes sense to do this. Do you have to be directly over a mine, or if you're within a certain amount of, what is it, feet, miles, distance? What's the distance that one would need to look at in terms of mining activity?
Well, it's difficult to say a distance because, especially in the eastern part of the state where you're at, there are various coal seams that could be mined. And the deeper the seam, if we have subsidence occur in the deeper seams and propagate up to the surface, we're going to get a very broad slumping of the surface. So I would suggest if you find out you're close to underground mining and not necessarily over it, to even contact our office, again, the toll-free number, or you could contact us via the website, and we could give you an opinion on whether or not you should go ahead and purchase it.
Okay. So a big thing here for people to think about is that their regular general homeowner's insurance policy does not cover for mine subsidence issues, correct?
Correct. It does not. Some people believe that it does, but I would say there's very, very few that actually do cover mine subsidence damage, and if they did, it would probably have to be some special rider that the person added to the policy. There's a couple private insurers that sell mine subsidence insurance, but very few. Majority of the people that have it go through the state program, which again is a nonprofit program and a very affordable cost for the insurance.
So I guess the big thing to do, the first step here is for someone that's listening, would be to, if they're wondering if they have it or not, to start with calling their insurance company, insurance agent, to see, or looking at the policy itself to see if they have something there. But probably they don't, is what
that's
I'm hearing.
Correct.
Okay.
So if I had, like, say my foundation in the corner of my house had started to sink and I'm in the area, how would I determine if it was mine subsidence or something else?
Well, if you had the insurance, you're welcome to call us. Again, it's that 1-800-922-1678 number to file a claim also. If you don't have the insurance, you're still welcome to apply for the insurance, and what that does is kind of generates a site visit by us to see if we could issue you a policy or if the damage is currently ongoing, which at that point we might have to step back and at least wait till the damage is repaired. But there's also another agency out in your area, or a sister agency, called the Bureau of Abandoned Mine Reclamation. They kind of handle problems with the land that occur, whether that be sinkholes or mine drainage issues. So they would also be willing to look at your home if you did not have insurance And if the damage seems severe, they would come out and take a look. And they are the agency that might do some type of remediation project, whether that be filling of a sinkhole or grouting of the mine.
So you guys would determine if it was just some normal settling or if it was mine subsidence?
Correct. If we a normal claim investigation, a homeowner calls in, generates a little bit of paperwork, one of our investigators will contact them, come out and do an investigation. We usually spend a couple hours at the site looking around. That generates a report. Typically, we talk to the homeowner before we leave the site to explain our opinion on whether we feel the damage is due to mine subsidence or if it might be due to other causes that are obvious to us. We can offer some possible causes. So that's even a benefit to the homeowner, that if they have a problem, have the insurance, and want to have us come out and take a look at something, we're more than glad to do so.
The only time I think about this is when I turn on the TV, and in Dunmore, I've seen it several times over the past years, where there is mine subsidence and a street will actually collapse, and they're up there with truckloads and truckloads of cement filling this hole, and it seems like it never fills up. It's like a bottomless pit.
Yeah, it again, with the multiple seam mining that's in your area or in some of your areas, yeah, they could begin to fill one area, and then the project that might initially been thought was going to be a relatively small project expands. So there's kind of a lot of unknowns with subsidence. So, you know, and definitely one of the things, as we've talked about, is you want to get the insurance if you find out there's mining beneath you, because you can't predict when it might occur. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
It's scary, really is, because of all that unknown.
Yeah, we've had homes. I know a while back we had a home in Freeland that subsided. A large sinkhole occurred at one corner of the home, and they were insured, and we ended up paying the policy limit that they had to repair the home. They ended up having to tear the home down. It was in such poor condition. The neighboring home did not have insurance, so that was kind of a good case where someone had it. We were able to help them, pay them money for the necessary repairs, while a neighbor who also had damage, we really couldn't do anything other than our sister agency coming in and stabilizing the ground where it had subsided.
So once you make these repairs to this opening, the sinkhole, and you fill it in, is there any chance that it can happen again?
Yes, it can. Or if our sister agency does come in and do some work to try to stabilize the ground, it's not foolproof, and we always encourage people to, if they have the insurance, make the repairs to continue to hold on to the insurance. And in neighboring homes, when we have such an event, we typically go door to door if possible and try to and ask them if they have the insurance. If they don't, if they'd like to purchase it, just in case the event that originally occurred spreads, they're covered for damages.
Okay, Carl, we're headed towards the break, and we'll pick up with our discussion after the break. Pat, before we go to break, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a great three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home at 330 Keystone Avenue in Peckville for only $124,000. The taxes are very low. It's only $1,460 a year. It's on a nice corner lot. It has a one-car detached garage. It's on a level lot with a fenced-in yard. It also has hardwood floors, an updated kitchen, a wraparound front porch, and a large deck in the rear. Also, washer-dryer hookups are on the first floor, which is very convenient. So if you're looking in the Mid-Valley for a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home, give us a call about 330 Keystone Avenue in Peckville for only $124,000, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I'd like to report some news. In 2013, VA loans had the lowest rate of foreclosure of any mortgage product for nearly all of the last 5 years. Also, CoreLogic reports 791,000 underwater homes returned to positive equity. Rising home prices continue to pull these underwater homeowners into positive equity positions, so the homeowner no longer owes more than the home is worth. That's some good news. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Patrick Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, partner.
Patrick, am I in trouble? It's usually Pat Devaney.
Pat Devaney.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. We have a special guest. We have Carl Massini, who is an engineer with DEP. That's the Department of Environmental Protection. He's our expert on mine subsidence, and we're talking about mine subsidence insurance, something that's very underused out there. And in the first half of the show, Carl, we were talking about who should look into having mine subsidence insurance. Who would that be, please?
Anyone that has an abandoned underground mine beneath them or nearly beneath them, I would suggest that they purchase the insurance.
How would they find out if they have a mine anywhere within the vicinity of their property?
They could go to our website, which is www.pamsi.org, and there's a section for homeowners. You could follow the instructions through the section to find out if there's mining in your municipality. If you want more specific information, I'd suggest you call 1-800-922-1678, which is our office here in the Pittsburgh area, and we'd be glad to help you get more detailed information or answer any questions you might have about the insurance program.
Okay, let me ask you something. I had a friend who was an engineer who did this. His company did it. And I asked him about my address and where I live. And he said it's expensive for them to research all the maps. And he says it's really not that accurate because he said the maps are incomplete. What do you think of that?
Well, it's possible to some degree that the maps are incomplete. We do have a lot of detailed maps for your area. I'd only suggest if you find out that you're perhaps not directly over a mine, but nearly over a mine, that it would be a good idea to purchase the insurance just in case the maps aren't completely accurate. The other coverage that I didn't talk about earlier is there is coverage for mine, certain aspects of mine drainage outbreaks, and that's where the coal seam is near the surface, and oftentimes the old mines will fill up with water. You'll get a sudden discharge of the water. That could come gushing down a hill, for example, and cause ground movements that shift the home. So we added that coverage about 10 years ago. So even though you might not be over a mine or think you're over a mine, if you're near the what we call the outcrop of the coal, it would be beneficial to purchase the insurance for mine drainage coverage.
Where would someone go to look at a map? Can somebody, if they're a do-it-yourselfer kind of person, they want to do the research, is there somewhere they can look at these maps?
We do have a Wilkes-Barre office. We actually would like everybody to give us a call down here at 1-800-922-1678, and we can actually, over the phone, take your address. If you'd like a detailed report, we could research your site. We'll be able to get a good site location talking to you over the phone with an aerial photograph, for example. We could then do a detailed report and send that back out to you, and if you'd like to have a mind map with your location, I'm sure that they could send that along also.
And you are in the midst of scanning 60,000 images right now, digitizing everything, so someday we will all be able to look at this on the internet?
Yes. We've so far located about 60,000 maps that we have in different DEP offices that deal with mining. There's probably more in the hands of the general public, but we're in the process of scanning all of those maps. We're in conjunction with various colleges that are helping us do that work through various grants. So our ultimate goal, as you mentioned, is to get these maps online so that people can go online and get specific information for their particular site.
So Lackawanna County is a coal region, Luzerne County. A lot of the areas here are, have had mining in the past. So anybody that would, in this type of insurance, mine subsidence insurance, is literally pennies for coverage for a year. People should really think about this.
Yes. In the Wyoming, for example, the northern anthracite coal field, the Wyoming Valley area, basically, if you're in the valley between the two upslope sides, there's a good chance there's mining beneath you, and that kind of runs from in the Nanticoke, Wilkes-Barre, Pittston, Scranton, Carbondale area. By all means, you could check online, you could give us a call, but if you find out you are, I would suggest getting the insurance. A lot of people ask, how much insurance should I purchase? We recommend, if you can afford it, to purchase replacement cost for your structure, because if we had a catastrophic subsidence event, we would pay up to replacement costs if you in fact took out that amount of coverage. But even if you couldn't afford replacement cost, I would suggest getting some coverage. You might even want to add a little bit beyond replacement cost, because we do pay for appurtenances if the structure is damaged. And that same subsidence event damages sidewalks, driveways. If you have an in-ground swimming pool, we're able to pay up to 10% of your coverage for what we call appurtenances.
What is covered with a mine subsidence insurance policy?
Damage to the structure, damage to the appurtenances, and we recently, and we're still just developing in this, but it was passed by the insurance board, we're going to pay incidental cost, which is kind of an inconvenience payment. We figure people might have to relocate during a repair of a home, might have increased utility bills, just a general inconvenience, and we're going to add that to the coverage also.
So when you say structure that's covered, you're talking about the residence, correct?
Yes, you will.
Are you talking about...
You can purchase insurance for your residence and for any non-resident structure. As long as the structure has a foundation, walls, and a roof, and a foundation attached to the ground, I should specify that, you can insure that structure. So we're talking a lot here about residential structures, but commercial buildings, detached garages, they can all be insured. And if you have a home with a detached garage, you would need a separate policy for the detached garage. Each individual structure would need its own policy.
That's what I was reading online. And what about, like, outbuildings, sheds and things of pool houses, things of that nature? Is that...
Yes, if they're a complete building, as I described, we can insure those. And, you know, that might be a lesser amount, but it's not a problem. The insurance, we can issue a policy anywhere from $5,000 up to $500,000.
But they would each be a separate policy?
Yeah, you would need a separate policy for each of those structures.
Okay, I got it. Now, you were mentioning appurtenances. Those are items, sidewalks, pools, fences?
Driveways.
Yes, retaining walls. They're things that, you know, a lot of people have around their homes, in-ground swimming pools. That's something, again, that we recently added to cover that, because typically if you get an event that impacts a home or any type of structure, things nearby, appurtenances, there's typically damage to those also.
How about the contents of the house? Are they covered?
The contents isn't covered, but I can tell you in the 25 years I've been doing this, I don't know if I've ever seen contents actually damaged.
So it's not something that would...
It's usually a slow sink. It's not like one of those sinkholes in Florida where the house just disappears.
Correct. It's not where the entire home collapses, typically. I mean, there could be some significant damage, and, yeah, you might have some things that suddenly are leaning or some pictures fall off the wall, but it's not as if you lose everything into a large abyss.
Okay. Is there a deductible clause?
There's a small deductible, $250.
Can that change? Could someone raise their deductible if they wanted to?
No, we've that's always been the deductible since the inception of the program, and you can't raise that to lower your premium. It's $250.
Okay, and so it's non-negotiable.
Correct.
And so you can't change it. How are claims processed?
If someone who has a policy with us has any concerns about movement or damage to their home, they could call our office, 1-800-922-1678. We'll take some information down, get a good location for them, research the mapping, send out some paperwork for them to fill out. One of our investigators will then contact them, come out to the site, spend a couple hours at the site doing an investigation, taking photographs, talking with the homeowner, looking at the damage. We will generate a report from that investigation, but we typically like to talk to the homeowner before we leave the site and discuss with them if we feel they're having a mine subsidence issue or perhaps it's some other cause of damage, and we may be able to offer them some possible causes to that damage. So there's some benefit if you have a policy, you have something going on, you want to have us come out, even if some people think, well, it's not a big deal or it's probably not subsidence. It doesn't hurt to have us come out. Doesn't cost anything. It's worth giving us a call and letting us come out and take a look. We'd rather see things when they first begin to occur than someone calling and saying, well, I had a problem, I already fixed it, or I patched it. It's much better to look at things as quickly as possible.
Now, Carl, do you have to come out before we purchase mine subsidence insurance? Does somebody have to come out and look at the property?
We may come out. Once we get your application in, we'll look at your location. If it's an area where we've had a lot of problems, we may want to come out and then just get kind of a current status of the house, taking some photographs. There's many times where we don't even come out to the home. We just go ahead and process the application if we're not aware of any major issues in that area.
So can this insurance be purchased for other properties that one does not reside in, like investment properties?
Yes, you can purchase for a rental property you may own, which is I know quite common,
right?
And you could do that, and if it was a supported claim, all the paperwork would obviously go through the structure owner.
Okay. Thank you, Carl, for taking the time to call us today. We've learned a lot about mine subsidence and mine subsidence insurance. Would you come back next week so we could talk a little bit more about these things?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice remodeled 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in Troop at 413 Cypress Street for $144,000. This is a practically new home. The kitchen has been remodeled with a tile floor, maple cabinets, nice quartz countertops. The bathrooms are brand new. It has a great open floor plan, new windows, a new furnace with central air conditioning. It is also on a level lot with rear access and super low taxes of under $1,000 a year. So if you're looking for a like new home with 3 bedrooms and 2 baths, give us a call about 413 Cypress Street in Troop for $144,000.
Before we close, Carl, would you please provide the website and the toll-free number for anybody that wants to contact DEP,
please? Yes, it's www.pamsi.org, and our phone number is 1-800-922-1678.
So it's PAMSI.org.
Yes, MSI stands for Mine Subsidence Insurance.
Very good. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Does it matter how the interior of a garage looks when it's time to sell? Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does, because a lot of people don't think about it, though. And they don't give it a second thought, but the interior appearance of your garage does matter when your home is on the market to sell. The garage is an extension of the home, and buyers do care about the way it looks. And that's from the New York Times. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. During the week, visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And remember to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Have a great week.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.